SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump taking his campaign for the White House once again to Pennsylvania today, vowing to improve the economy for the average person.
We will get your energy bill, everybody in the audience, including businesses, down by 50% from 1 year from when we take office. And when that happens, everything else is going to follow.
He later went to a McDonald's restaurant in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, where one of the younger restaurant workers showed Mr. Trump how to operate the deep fryer.
Lift the handle up to let it drain. Give it like 10 seconds. Once it's done draining, we're going to bring it over to the left side, put it in there, salt, and
then did they have some? Looks good, huh? These are definitely fresh. The good thing, they're definitely fresh.
And the former president later gave an impromptu press conference, talking to members of the media while he stood in the drive-thru window. Also, at SRNNews.com, the United States investigating a leak of classified documents related to Israeli military plans.
The documents in the unauthorized release assess Israel's plans to attack Iran. They note that Israel continues to move military assets in place to conduct a military strike in response to Iran's ballistic missile attack earlier this month. It was not initially known if the documents were leaked or hacked. The information appeared entirely gathered through the use of satellite image analysis. A U.S. official told the Associated Press that the top-secret documents appear to be legitimate. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Two people now facing charges following the release of 200 minks from cages in a Pennsylvania fur farm. One official says most of those animals have been recovered. This is SRN News. Does your hospital do sex change operations on youngsters?
According to the group Do No Harm, more than 220 U.S. medical centers perform so-called gender reassignment surgeries on kids under the age of 18 or offer puberty-blocking drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. Do No Harm, which takes its name from a key phrase in the Hippocratic Oath, reports that thousands of youngsters have been subjected to such surgeries in the past 5 years at a cost of tens of millions of dollars. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A full-scale replica of the rooms Anne Frank used to hide from the Nazis during the Second World War is heading to New York. The replica of the museum located in Amsterdam, being built in the Netherlands, and then will be shipped across the Atlantic for the show that is entitled Anne Frank, The Exhibition. This is SRN News. Positive new developments in that strike at Boeing affecting thousands of workers. We have an update now from correspondent Julie Walker.
Boeing and the union representing striking machinists have negotiated a new contract proposal that would provide bigger pay raises and bonuses in a bid to end a costly walkout that has crippled production of airplanes for more than a month. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers said Saturday that it plans to hold a ratification vote Wednesday. The union says the deal would increase pay by 35% over 4 years, up from 30% that was offered last month. It also boosts upfront bonuses to $7,000 per worker instead of six. However, the new offer does not restore a traditional pension plan. I'm Julie Walker.
And you can find more details at srnnews.com.